Welcome to the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospital. Nathan Zagura with you here in Berea, where it was a huge news day. Mike Pettine announcing that Brian Hoyer will remain the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, calling it a football decision. After all, Hoyer has guided this team to a 7-5 start, its best since 2007. And Brian was asked what it meant to him to remain the starter.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, like I told you guys on Monday, I was going to come in here and prepare like I have the entire year. And, obviously Coach Pettine told me the news and, back to business as usual. Just like I said, I would prepare either way. And so it's good to get back out there and get a good day's work in, get ready for Indy.
Obviously, you knew Brian Hoyer would be happy to remain the starter and would be confident in his abilities to lead the Browns to a victory against the Colts. But Johnny Manziel was also asked by the media how he took the news and the disappointment of not being named the starter.
I think, of course, anytime you get a chance to go in like I did last week and then not get the nod the next, I think just being competitive, there's a little bit of disappointment. But at the same time, like I said after the game on Sunday, I completely trust Coach Pettine with this team, and I think he's put us in the right situation moving forward consistently. And I think in his mind, that's what he did this week. So I trust Coach Pettine, and I'm back to doing my job like I've been doing the last 14 weeks.
Got to like the young quarterback's attitude, and next time he gets on the field, I'm pretty sure we're going to see some big-time fireworks. Now, Joe Thomas has been a veteran staple of this team, and he was asked about the quarterback decision of head coach Mike Pettine.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big surprise. I think Brian's done a great job for us all year. I think he'll give us the best chance to win on Sunday, and I don't think Pet is lying when he always says that he's going to put the best guys out there that are going to give us the best chance to win.
Obviously, this team is full go now with Brian Hoyer remaining the starting quarterback as the 7-5 Browns will take on the Indianapolis Colts this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. In other news today, Miles Austin placed on injured reserve with the kidney injury suffered against the Buffalo Bills. He remains in Buffalo, but the team is hopeful he will be able to come back to Cleveland as early as tomorrow. That'll do it for the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. Keep it tuned to clevelandbrowns.com for all your latest Browns news and notes.